Amber Lebo of the Dean Bozeman FFA chapter in Florida was named the Specialty Crop Production Entrepreneurship Placement winner at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo. Now, Amber, tell me what this means to you.
It means a lot. I mean, everyone would say that, but I didn't think I was going to start crying. I put so much work into this project. I didn't think I was going to make it this far, but it really means a lot.
It's really surreal, and you have a unique project with lavender. Tell me more about this proficiency area.
So lavender is not a plant that's known to be grown in Florida because of the environment and the ground. So I decided that I was going to change that. So I started growing a new variety of lavender created by Lloyd Traven, and it was called Phenomenal. And then I switched from the Phenomenal to Sensational, and then it really grew from there. Not just the plant, but like my business.
Now tell me about your responsibilities day to day of how you help your family with this lavender business.
I'm the production specialist, so I tend for the plants, I pick weeds, I take care of pests, I make sure that it's trimmed. I harvest the lavender to make the lavender oil that I sell in my online and on-site gift shop. It's a lot of work, but I have to go out there before school, after school, and then on weekends I also run markets and sell the products that I make.
So what products do you make, and why are they so valuable for you to turn lavender into these valued products?
So lavender is known to like calm people down. It has a lot of benefits, but some of the products that I make, well, obviously just the lavender oil, and then I make lavender candles, lavender soap like hair wash, conditioner, body soap, lavender sachets. It just goes on and on. I have so much stuff. I also used to make lavender jelly, but I don't sell that anymore.
What's the value in creating these products for you and to consumers as well?
I think it's really unique, and I like to like help inspire other people to like do what they think they can. Even if someone tells them that they can't, they really can. And it's also a really good source of income. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's fun to like make soap.
What's your most enjoyable part with the many hours you help on your family's business?
Well, I enjoy getting outside. Like, it's a good, like, usually I'm not looking forward to going outside. I'm like, I have to go outside and take care of stuff. But then I go outside and I'm like, oh, I'm actually glad I'm out here because, like, there's birds and it's, like, sometimes it's cool. Most of the time it's really hot in Florida. But I really enjoy being outside and talking to the people that come out and visit the farm.
Now, you said on farm, so you bring guests to the farm?
Yes, ma'am. I also have it's called Harvest Host, but people can come out and they can stay in their RV and I give them a tour of the lavender and how we started. And then I tell them like how they can grow their own lavender plants at their home. And also people can they'll call and they'll book an appointment and they'll just come out and have a tour and they can see the store products.
Now, how are you looking at possibly growing this business and potentially staying involved?
I intend to plant more lavender plants in the back of my plot of land, and then that way I'll get more lavender to make more products, and then hopefully then I can expand to maybe a store that's not only on my land, but it can be closer to where people will see it.
Now, throughout the years of many hard work, determination, what challenges did you have to persevere and to continue to move forward?
So since this was a new variety of lavender, there wasn't a whole lot of information on it, so I had to really test it myself, and I had to document everything. In the beginning, I also had an issue with the slope in my land and the irrigation, because I had drip irrigation, so it was all dripping down the pipe and going to one side of the land so this plant wasn't getting enough, and then this one was getting too much, and it was a whole lot of work to rip all that up and then do a different type of irrigation.
Now, how did you solve those problems that you saw and to continue the business?
My dad has always been there helping me to do all that, so I didn't really detect the slope at first. It was a really slow change of slope. I only detected it by the way that the water was flowing. So after I took all the irrigating like lines up, I put in a sprinkler connected to a generator, and it like sprays the whole half of the field, which is really incredible. And then from there, I did some more experimenting and I got a tank and it had like liquid fertilizer in it, and it would go in the tube. Yeah.
Quite interesting project that you have here. Now, you've put in a lot of hard work and dedication yourself. Who would you all like to thank that's helped make today's accomplishment possible?
I would like to thank my dad for helping me do everything, and my mom, she's always very positive and encouraging, but definitely Ms. Peltonen, because I wouldn't have done this project without her. She really influenced me to do it, because I had to step out of my comfort zone, because I used to not be comfortable talking to people, but through the tours and talking to people online and doing all this, a lot of talking, but yeah, she really encouraged me to do this, and I'm really glad she did.
Now you're a proficiency winner. Going back, what would you tell FFA members that are inspired to wanting to be a part of this industry?
I would say for FFA members to step out of their comfort zone, because it really can take them somewhere. A lot of people who feel uncomfortable doing that, it's only a temporary feeling, and it'll go away, and you'll be super happy that you made the decision that you did.
Well, congratulations again. Anything else that you'd like to share?
I just want to thank everyone. This was a super cool experience.
And that was Amber Lebo, the Dean Bozeman FFA chapter in Florida. She is the Specialty Crop Production Entrepreneurship Placement winner at the 95th National FFA Convention and Expo with her lavender farm, and she has so many products that she makes into it. I'm Michelle Stengler with National FFA.